Hello, everyone. You're listening to Elisa Unfiltered, Living Life Out Loud, the podcast. My name is Elisa Curry-Lowitz, and I am here today speaking from the heart to inspire and motivate you to be your best self. There is so much more to life than the 9-to-5 daily grind, and I want to share all of my secrets with you. So let's get started. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 183 of the Elisa Unfiltered podcast. My name is Elisa, and today it is Wednesday, April the 3rd. Warm welcome into April, everyone. A new fresh month. Did you know that April is a dynamic, transformative, and potentially turbulent month, you guys? It's about tapping into your immense power and focusing on your desires, but not only what you want, about being what you want. It's a creative and expansive month, and with growth and expansion always comes what? Challenges and distractions. So April's sneaky like that. A variety of opportunity will come into your life this month, varying from fun and exciting to obligatory and unappealing. So I love April. I'm a full-blown spring season lover. I love it. It might be the Taurus in me. Yes, my birthday's in May. It's coming up. I'm going to be 43 next month. It's Michael's birthday is in April also. So I think the rebirth, I don't know how else to call it, after winter, you know, the coming out of the cocoon phase of the season is the energy that resonates with me the most. I look forward to it so freaking much. I love challenges. I love starting things new, starting fresh. I love that fresh feeling. The unpainted canvas type of feeling, nourishing my body, cleansing my mind at this point, coming out of winter. Spring is the perfect season to do that. So today I'm on the show solo. It's been a few months since I've been on the mic solo, and I wanted to come on for a little Q1, quarter one of 2024, debrief, recap, check-in with all of you. All right, how often do we do these check-ins in our lives after, like, quarterly? So many, I'm going to start doing this, guys. This is a new thing starting in 2024. So many of us set super high expectations at that January 1st week. Okay. And by this time of year, this is statistically speaking, I'm not making this up, 75% of New Year's resolutions have fallen off the wagon. We're not doing them anymore. It's too hard. New things have come up. We got lazy. We got busy. We got distracted. All sorts of really sophisticated and reasonable excuses, reasonable things have occurred to pull us out of that commitment that we were, like, you know, like that January 1st energy is just like, so I've got this year, I'm going to do it. And right now is where we see it sort of like tailoring away. And we're moving away from personal goals, from self-improvement goals, from mindset goals, okay? Now, my New Year's resolution, which I don't think I've publicly mentioned on the show or IG, maybe I did. My New Year's resolution, and this is the second year I've really held strong to this resolution, is to be the CEO of my health, to keep digging and become the healthiest version of myself possible, to learn and observe all. To be the CEO isn't just to be the boss, okay? It's to learn and work with the people underneath you, to work with community, to work with your thoughts and your varying personalities that show up in various situations of your life. All right. If you don't think I have an inner negotiator, if you don't think I have an inner tyrant, an inner victim, an inner judge, then you are mistaken. We all have these personality traits within us that sort of take over in various situations in life. And to be the CEO of my health is to really observe that and continue to show up as the CEO, the chief executive officer. This, like I said, revolution for myself, because that's what it is. It's a revolution. I'm taking my power back. It birthed last year, primarily because of my fertility journey, which I'm not shy to talk about, which is where I started to really dig a lot deeper into all of the things I am, quote unquote, consuming, from food to skincare to soaps to laundry, all the way to negative relationships, energy vampires, social media distractions. We are consuming more than just food. Q1 of 2024 for me has been quite exciting, actually, and adventurous. Arguably the best start of a year I've had in my memory. And this is a result. This is the consequences of my actions over the last couple of years when I started to really make my own rules in life, meaning, because I don't mean break the law and break my moral codes, okay? What I mean is when I've been breaking conditioned loops, my programming of my mind, those invisible rules that you abide by unconsciously, okay? When you start to break those, break them up, the momentum of your life can shift in incredible ways. The world gets exciting again. And the rules that I've been breaking from my internal code have been around money and around, like I said, consuming. So you see, my invisible rules always kept me working my ass off for little to no return on investment. Now I'm talking about being the CEO and having like a business, like my health and wealth and financial state as a business. I wasn't getting a return on investment financially or physically. I was literally burning myself out, spending all my money, just wanting more. I wanted more, 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 more. That's the consuming culture. Okay. Just like more. I need more. I need something else to fill the hole that's inside of me and fill me up because I can't do it myself. And that's what I was doing. So I was spending all my money. And I decided I had to go deeper and start to pay closer attention. So 2023, last year, was a big year for me on that quest. That is when I really started, when this all really started to, I don't know, build momentum, I guess. I discovered that I had a poor man's mindset, for example, in early 2023. And I was in denial about what I was consuming. That's what my funky little monkey brain was telling me. Oh no, I'm good. I'm eating clean. I'm doing all the things. I'm good. It's not that. It's not that. I can't. I'm not stressed out. Look at my life. I'm not stressed. Okay. So there was like this denial piece. Last year, I did do one thing that really kept me on the path. And I asked myself, what the question I asked myself the most, I should say, is if I don't think and believe like a person who is wealthy, secure, and building and protecting my wealth with ease, then what room do I need to be in so that I can learn this? Okay. What are the inside conversations that I need to be listening to so that I can build evidence in my mind to support a new belief for myself? What room? Who do I need to listen to? And so I paid attention. And now fast forward to the end of Q1 of 2024. Okay. How the fuck has 3 months gone by already? And if my life was a business and I didn't check in and evaluate myself and my business goals, how could I adjust course or make improvements or even maintain if I'm like, yes, things are going great? Okay. These are the questions that I'm continuously asking myself. So this episode, I'm going to share some of my big breakthroughs in health that I've had around stress, high cortisol, down regulating, finding more peace, and disconnecting from energy vampires. That's been a big one. Protecting myself in a new way, okay? Without fearing what other people think. That's the caveat here. As I witness the world really trying to elevate, like people are waking up and they're really trying to elevate their frequencies, if you will. Only at the expense of what, if other people's approval, only if they get permission, only if it's suitable. They're only saying the things, they're doing the things that someone else has been the trailblazer for first. Like someone else is giving them permission to be themselves and show up how they want to show up. Very interesting. Okay. Now, I want to start with a big announcement. For the record, you guys are hearing it first. I have officially completed writing my book. Wow. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's such a good feeling. I've been thinking about writing it forever. My cats are fighting in the background. If you can hear some hissing, that's what that is. And once I got to work on writing it, it just freaking flowed out of me pretty quick, actually. I sent it off to my editor this morning and we are starting the process, which of course I know nothing about. I've never done this before. If you think about it, like how many times have we not done something because we've never done it before? Well, that's everything that's new in our life. Everything that we do is new, right? But I'm excited to learn. I may have to rewrite the whole freaking thing. I have no idea, but I'm excited and I'm looking forward to learning and going through this process for the very first time. It's really exciting and it's perfect for the spring, right? So I'm going to be dropping all sorts of hints about the name, what it's about. And when you can get your hands on a copy over the next several months, as more and more aspects of the book get finalized. But now I can say that it is written. I am very proud of it. And it's going to make you, what kind of hint can I give? It's going to make you think, laugh out loud, maybe cry, and hopefully organize your life in a little bit differently after you read it. Okay. So there you have it. The announcement has been made. The book has been written. So when I go back and evaluate Q1, which I basically wrote the entire book in the first 3 months of 2024, there are some other personal and business discoveries and accomplishments that I have been really proud of. My energy and healing feels incredibly grounded and aligned at this time. My mind and my vision for my life is expanding so rapidly that I can almost, I don't know, not keep up. Like it's just like, ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm a projector with a 4-6 in my profile. If you're into human design, I am a person. I'm not an opportunist, but I can see opportunity in all things. So I see opportunity all the time. You know, like people don't think any doors are opening for them. I can see doors opening all the time for people and they're just not, they don't see it. So they don't open the door. So I've been seeing a ton of doors open in my life, even more for me. And I really want to be a part of an optimistic energy, a part of a positive outlook on life. I am done with the doom and gloom and the fear. I really understand the power that I have to change my mind, to change my frequency, to change my life, to change my social experiences, to change my relationships, to change my outcomes, my financial outcomes, my everything. Okay. I understand that. And I want to be part of the movement that is bringing that to the surface and helping others, because positivity, optimism is just as attractive as pessimism. And all I freaking see on the media, stop watching the media, stop watching TV. I can't even handle commercials anymore because they're so negative. It's always like, here's this giant problem that you have and everyone has it and it's normal. So take this pill. Here's the solution to your problem, a toxic fucking chemical to clean your house. Like things like that. I'm just like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't want that anymore. I'm done with the illusion. I'm done with this marketed, you need this to be better in your life. And you need to behave this way in order to be a good girl. I'm done with it. So I'm going to do my own thing and have a positive outlook on life. Do you feel that too? Are you feeling that? Like how many close friends and family members in your circle are thriving right now? Ask yourself that. Are positive and optimistic influences in your life? I think we're going through a big shift in the world. More and more people are waking up and letting go of that anger and that pain and finding like-minded community. It's a mind game. Your mind will hold you face down in the fucking mud, or it will expand you and help you find a new path, right? You have to lean in. You are the one that has to choose and visualize yourself and see yourself like, where am I? Is my face in the mud? Or am I like ready to take a deep breath of fresh air in this spring? There's always going to be a deeper level for you. Your mind doesn't heal. And then like all of a sudden, like snap your fingers and then you're healed. There's always more. So I had to take a minute and figure out the answer to that question in my own circle, to be honest. How many positive and optimistic influences are in my life? Kind of didn't really seem like all that much for a while. Like some people are, you know, nice people. I'm not saying that they're bad or mean. Sorry, I had to take some coffee. It's early here. It's 7 a.m. My close friend circle right now is tightening up and it feels really good. And I'm not saying I'm isolating myself. I'm saying I'm really, what I share, who I share it with, my energy is tightening up. I want to share it with people who are looking for that optimism and that positivity in life and wanting to take responsibility. My energy is so precious. So is yours, by the way. And since the beginning of 2024 specifically, I've shifted my energy in all like the categories, mental, emotional, financial, physical, spiritual. I've flipped it upside down and around, and I'm now 100% committed and focused on that awareness piece of being the CEO of my health. Affirmation time. This is what I say. I say to myself, I am the CEO of my health. I am in charge. I am responsible. I am, like, who were we talking with a couple of weeks ago? Anna Lozano. I am are the two most powerful words we can say. And when you're hanging around people, I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Oh, I'm so sick of this. Oh, I'm so angry at this. I'm so mad at this. I'm like, those are real emotions. I'm not brushing those aside. But when that's all you hear, that's what those people are. That's the energy that they're calling in to their bodies. How much different does it sound to say, I am in charge? I am the creator. I am full of love and abundance. It's a very different vibration, very. So what I've started to notice in this year, I've had some big, like mind-blowing things I'm going to talk about in a sec. The overarching theme of my observations, the themes, if you will, of my previous ailments, let's call them ailments, over the last few years, when it comes to fertility, when it comes to my energy, when it comes to all sorts of like tangible things, like things that I can feel and see in my life, is rooted from a dysregulated nervous system. I've recently discovered that I have a nervous system that is stuck in fight or flight. In other words, my central nervous system, okay, the thing responsible for the way I feel, is stuck in a sympathetic state. So before I get into that, I just want to affirm with you listening that every person that I have told this story to has felt the same way or has resonated on one or more levels that they weren't really aware of. So it got them thinking a little bit differently. And that's exactly what happened to me because I didn't feel stressed. Like I said, even now, I don't feel stressed. I don't have stressful negative thoughts in my mind. Mind is frequency. Our thoughts are frequency. Don't forget that. So, but there is this like underlying theme that it's almost as though there's no amount of sleep or self-care or restorative yoga or downtime that can make that subtle sometimes it's more than subtle, feeling of anxiety or stress, or even that narrator, you know, your inner tyrant, that go, 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 stop being so lazy, like go, 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 busy mind, distracted mind. There's no amount of that shit that can make it go away. It's like the scale is tipped and there's no more capacity to be balanced again inside of our body and our mind. We're just like surviving. At least that's the way I feel. And it's odd because I have so much abundance in my life. My life, my relationship with Michael, what we're building, my family, my friends, my business, I have so much to be grateful for. And I am extremely grateful. And I can feel the world and the pressure and the expectation to do and say the right thing all the fucking time. It's right in our faces all of the time. I have slowly but surely de-censored myself from it. I say what I feel. I ask hard questions that people don't want to answer. They get really offended. They push me away. They name call. And this is just like, even with mindset stuff, just to question your mind is becoming controversial, right? Don't question anything, guys. There's a force and there's an energy that comes with speaking your truth, with asking questions, gaining more awareness, more knowing for yourself. You know, sometimes it can feel really powerful and inspiring, and sometimes it can feel scary and daunting. And one thing that's for sure, holding it in, consuming that negative energy, digesting it, not using your words with integrity and curiosity and truth, what is that doing to you? It will inevitably cause dis-ease in the body, and I'm living proof. So, you know, my friend Mark Groves, he announced last week that he was leaving Instagram. Did you guys see that? If you know or you follow Mark Groves, he has been a critical thinker and thought leader. And over the last 4 years has had a huge wake-up call, and it has been called into the conversation about the other side of the global narrative. Let's call it that. He disagrees with what's happening. He's speaking about it extremely eloquently and with a lot of respect. So integral. He was a voice of reason for me. And yes, he's coming back to the pod very soon, you guys. Yes. And for the record, he explains his whole reason for leaving Instagram, which I think is happening June 1st. Sorry, I had to take another sip of coffee. On his podcast, the Mark Groves podcast. So go listen to that if you're curious as to why he's leaving. But I'm bringing it up because of the leadership it takes from outside the box thinkers to make big, bold moves for themselves to make their lives happier. Them. He's doing it for himself. This episode is brought to you by Herbal Face Food. Most of you know that I've been on a 3-year fertility journey, and since I discovered all the toxic chemicals in my face soap, my moisturizer, and other products, oftentimes even disguised as healthy and sustainable, I had to take a huge step back to reevaluate what I'm putting on and into my body. That's when I found Herbal Face Food. Herbal Face Food is the most potent anti-aging, multi-correctional skincare product on the market, period. And no, it's not a magic potion. It's simply the best plant science at work. No filters, no chemicals, no BS. It's packed with antioxidants and phytonutrients that heal the skin at a cellular level from the outside in and address the top 3 signs of aging in 3 days or less. No kidding. I've been using their Serum One, the Cure, and the Cream for almost 2 months. And I love how many people casually ask me, why are you glowing so much? What the heck are you doing with your skin? I am loving the results of this product. Herbal Face Food is a heal you can feel. Yes, you can feel it working when you put it on. All skin is welcome. And yes, they're 100% plant powered. Someone once told me that if you wouldn't eat it, why would you put it on your face? That hit differently, especially when it comes to Herbal Face Food. And here's the kicker. Listeners of the Elise Unfiltered podcast get 30% off Herbal Face Food now. Crazy, right? They want you to have their incredible product in your hands now. Go to the show notes, click the Herbal Face Food link, and use the code ELISA30 at checkout. Once again, use code ELISA, E-L-I-S-A, 30 at checkout. Happy shopping.
And I'm curious as to how many people on Instagram, be it for, I don't know, personal use or business use, whatever, would panic if they lost their account or their phones even, or couldn't log into social media. What would you do with your life if you didn't have your phone or with social media? Personally, I've had moments where I would have lost my mind. Like, it would have been just a really bad situation. But for the most part, and this is the result of years of slow detachment. I can see the side effects, the negative side effects. I can see the positive ones too. Don't get me wrong. I can see the impacts, the posturing, the bullshit, the filters, the fucking highlight reels, the fake people, the inauthentic, lame, look at me content, the posturing. And I don't want anything to do with it anymore, because there's this illusion of perfection that's shoved down our faces all the time. And it's impossible for our monkey brains not to compare ourselves with that. I think it's a huge representation of the mental decline of our society, like social media is, and the addiction and the adoration of the material world. Consume more. This thing that I hold in my hand makes me better, a better person. I'm better than you because I have this and you don't. Like, that is fucked to me. Instagram. Okay. Instagram went down for like 3 hours a couple weeks ago and the world freaked out. There was like 1,000 articles about it in the newspaper right away. Instagram's down, businesses, blah, 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 blah. What are we going to do? I felt relieved. I put my phone away and I spent time with myself, not obsessing over notifications and checking in. I think the average person checks notifications 72 times or like 72,000 times a day. It was like freeing for me. I was like, oh, thank God, which was a big awakening moment for me. My mood, my well-being, my choices, my ability to feel secure and comfortable in my life and make choices for my health as the CEO is not at the mercy of a trinket in my hand. So when Mark made that announcement, I felt a rush of joy. I love that he's leaving Instagram. And no, I'm not even considering leaving. Don't worry. I'm going to stay on Instagram maybe one day, but I just love my community. I've made so many insanely huge boundaries. I've blocked and blessed, muted, unfollowed a ton of people over the last 3 years. If someone comes into my account or DM with hot energy and wishes to have a discussion, I'm all in. Like, that's life. Love that. But if they don't want to have a discussion, then block them. See ya. And even more over the last 6 months, because the freedom fighting community that I felt so blessed to have found. What a breath of fresh air a couple of years ago. When I was outcasted in 2021, when I was canceled, and when I started to see the world differently and felt like I was the only person on earth that was like, what the fuck's going on? I wasn't. Okay. I found there's many members of the community, and I'm not saying it's everyone, but they're becoming mean and rude and fearful. And I don't resonate with that anymore. I don't want to spend my time making fun of other people. Okay. And staying in that low vibrational and distracting conversation anymore. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic about what we can do and what we can accomplish, what you can do and what you can accomplish. So I'm lovingly leaving those conversations and lovingly inviting other people to join me in lifting the frequency, because it's ultimately your choice, right? It's their choice. But for Mark, it's not serving him anymore. He knows it. The energy of social algorithms and censorships was his last straw. So he's witnessing something within his ecosystem. And instead of bitching about it, he's doing something about it and inviting people elsewhere. He's inviting people up into his space that he's creating. He's building his own thing, which is awesome. It's trailblazing. I wish him so much love for taking this level of leadership and integrity to himself. Like, wow. And not to make this podcast about social media, but this is precisely where I have made some firm boundaries, rules, and commitments to myself. Michael's away right now, for example. He's in Egypt with his best friend, and I've been alone in the house for 2 weeks. He gets back next week, but the other day I went to a restaurant by myself. So I went on a little date and I kept my phone in my purse and I just watched people. Everyone was on their phones or had them nearby and was like checking notifications, Googling things, not talking to one another, literally out for dinner with other people, but like lost in their phones. And no, this isn't something new. This has been happening for forever. But what was new, or at least it felt new, was the complete detachment that I felt from it. Like the non-judgmental observations I was observing. All I could see was humans under the spell of today's societal expectations and norms. It's an indoctrination, that screen, watching the screen, watching their facial expressions. It was like casting a spell over them one click at a time. All of these people were doing exactly what the powers of the world want them to do. Smartphones are the number one tool for indoctrination, okay, outside of the school system. Okay, consume, consume, consume. Don't be, just do, distract. Feel unsafe without it close by. I dare you to look around and see who's present in their lives on a beautiful sunny spring day, you know, out with people, or who's lost in the consuming, in the distracting device. Okay, I dare you to leave your phone once a day. Leave your house once a day without your phone. Okay, leave your house. Go for a 10-minute walk, 20-minute walk, hour walk. Drive to the grocery store without it. Okay, go run some errands without your phone and pay attention to your mind and how it will scare you to go get it. How all of a sudden you need it. Okay, pay attention. I know, like I leave my house now all the time with my phone, without my phone, all the time. I go for walks and I'll, and so this is what my mind will do at first when I was like going for walks. It'll be like, oh, you need a podcast. Oh, you need to listen to music. Oh, just in case something happens. What if you get hit by a car? Like, it would go to all of these wild fucking things that never happen, that will not happen. The chances are one in a billion. I have a better chance at winning the lottery than those things happening. I don't need my phone. So I don't use my phone. I don't bring my phone with me. Okay. And it's liberating. You actually are present and in the moment when we're doing these things. Anyways, I know many of you listening won't even sleep without it right beside your face. And that, like, I was with you, until I wasn't. Now I sleep with my phone in the other room. I don't want the EMFs around my body either. Hello, that's an even bigger issue. So not going to lie, it's easy to deny that we are getting bombarded, okay, and that we are really stressed. This is the point I want to make. It's easy to pretend that, no, that's not me. That's not happening to me. I'm good. I'm good in this exact moment. I'm totally good. It was really easy for me to deny that. I was, in other words, in denial and disconnected from the real feeling of relaxation in my body. So many people have a nervous system rattling 24/7. Who here listening thinks that that might be them, that you might have an overactive nervous system? Put your hands up. I know I can't see you, but it's an interesting question. So if you asked me this 2 months ago, even like in January of 2024, I would have said that I am highly regulated without a fucking shadow of a doubt. I would have bet my life on it. I would have said that because I believed I was. I do a lot of wonderful self-care stuff, down-regulating things each day, such as breath work, meditation. I have a sauna. I have a hot tub. I exercise. I do massage. Michael and I massage each other's feet. We do breath work together. We do leg snuggles. It's awesome. We like to wrap our legs around each other on the couch when we're watching TV at night for some extra oxytocin, human touch, contact. However, when I was in Costa Rica, I discovered that I was absolutely dead wrong. I was dead wrong. So this is what I mean by being the CEO of my health, because CEOs get it wrong sometimes, you know, like they're the ones that are in charge. They're the ones that need to see all the sides here, the black and the white and the gray. And I found out that because I found out about my nervous system, because when I was at a retreat in Costa Rica, this is basically what happened. I was at a retreat in Costa Rica, which was in the mountains. So it was away from the city and distractions. It was away from the ocean even. I didn't even put my feet in the ocean. And I was in Costa Rica for 8 days. Okay. I was up in the mountains in this secluded retreat resort, which, by the way, February 2025, I am hosting a retreat. I'm going to talk about that in a second. But when I arrived, I was co-facilitating, and we were introduced to Anne Bernard, who is the owner of the retreat center, and she runs a spa. Now, this spa was unlike any spa that I had ever been to. It wasn't a nails and facials spa. It wasn't a massage, like the classic sort of like North American spa, like sauna, hot tub. There were those things, but there were countless other types of treatments that I had never heard of in my life. And I was thinking to myself, well, I need, like, my curiosity. The CEO was like, what's this? What are they doing over in Costa Rica that they're not doing in Canada? Why don't we have these types of things? So she came up to the group and just sort of explained what was going on in the spa, like what she offered, what people like, what are the popular things that people do? And one of them was a sound regulation. What's the name of it? It's called a sound vibration. Oh my gosh, I'm going to butcher it, but I'll get back to you with this, especially as I talk about this further with the retreat, because everyone's going to do this at the retreat. So it's basically a sound frequency test. It's a down regulation nervous system test. And it's 15 minutes in length, and you lay on a table. The table has, it vibrates. Okay. You also put like noise canceling headphones on that play a tone that speaks to your brain and helps you to downregulate your brain. So it downregulates the nervous system through vibration and tone. For the test, you have your eyes covered. You're laying comfortably on the table, and it starts. You're also hooked up to like some, not probes, electrodes to measure your heart rate variability and to like measure your body as it moves in and out of parasympathetic and sympathetic. So fight or flight and rest and digest. So the tone begins and it speaks to your brain. It vibrates at a frequency. I believe it starts at, I don't know, 170.83 hertz, delta one, and then moves through a series of different tones to downregulate you, to calm your brain through vibration and frequency. It's wild. It's so cool. So the 15-minute test, I did the 15-minute test. And when we were done, she was like, she showed me my results, and I did not move into parasympathetic for the entire test. It did hundreds of different tones trying to like calm my brain down, calm my body down. And every time I got really, really close, my nervous system would like overreact. It would like ramp up. So while I was laying there, I was relaxed. My muscles were relaxed. Okay. My body was relaxed, but my nervous system was not. My heart rate, my circulation system, my brain was active. It was buzzing. And I didn't realize that. I didn't know, because my muscles were relaxed. So I was like, oh, I'm good. I'm relaxed. I can't wait to see the results of this test. And when it came out, I was like, oh shit, this ain't good. So she's like, let's do a therapy session. So we did like a therapeutic session, which is 45 minutes of the same type of thing. And she kept all the electrodes on just to monitor to see if in the therapy session, I'd be able to bypass, like to move into parasympathetic. And I mean, she told me this later, but athletics, like high trauma, physical, mental, emotional, can cause the brain to do interesting things. I mean, I have had a couple of massive traumatic brain injuries through concussion, through skiing. One could argue that every single hit of the moguls was like a mini bash to the brain. Like, who knows? And we can have damage. We can have brain damage with chemicals, with tons of things can happen in the brain. So she was a little bit concerned that because of my athletic career, that, you know, I might be stuck in that state forever. I wouldn't have the ability to switch over despite my best efforts. So I did the test. It was 45 minutes. And sure enough, I flipped over for about 20 seconds out of 45 minutes. I had 20 seconds of parasympathetic. And in that time, I felt my body shift. That was an aha moment. It was an awakening for me. I was laying there. I was feeling normal. I was feeling relaxed. I was like, I'm sure I'm in rest and digest. And then my stomach relaxed. It was like my intestines fell to the table. Like everything like dropped. And I was like, oh, wow. And that nuclear bomb that I have inside that just vibrates really, really dimly lots of the time, just kind of always there, shut off. I switched into parasympathetic for possibly the first time in decades. And I'd never really felt that before. I felt a new level of down regulation. And then, of course, my body was like, what's this? What is this thing that's happening? I'm scared. This isn't what we normally do. What the fuck is going on? And it went like, and like ramped up. And you should see the spike in my chart. It went from like parasympathetic to the moon, like skyrocketed, steep incline, riled up. Like that was the natural response of my nervous system when things change. And that got me thinking, I am like, my nervous system is controlling so much shit. Like, what the fuck? It was crazy. So I learned a lot in this test. And everyone that comes to the February 2025 retreat in Costa Rica, it's February 8th to the 15th. Mark that down. I'm currently getting people on the wait list right now. There's going to be 15 spots. We are all doing this test in the first day or two, 24 to 48 hours, so that you can start getting your tone. So what they do is they give you a tone. So the program created a 30-minute track for me, and it was the same tone that brought me into parasympathetic. And I listened to it for 30 minutes a day for 2 weeks. Then they give you another tone for 2 weeks, then another one. So I'm on my third tone right now. I love the third tone. I can basically feel that stomach drop. I can feel that down regulation for, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of my 30-minute tone. And that's what I'm, that's where I'm at right now. So I'm listening to the tone. I'm in rest and digest for 30 minutes. I'm possibly going in it while I sleep. I don't know. I'm not getting monitored. I can't feel it in my body. However, I do know that I'm getting into it when I'm doing the tone. So I am slowly retraining my nervous system. It takes time. And so I believe there's like 18 levels, so 18 different tracks, but you have to listen to them for 2 weeks. It's 30 minutes a day. It has been wild, but I'm feeling it's, oh, you guys, like, life is really changing. See, I just downregulated right there. I just took a breath. I got up and now I'm like, I'm naturally downregulating myself when I get up and like bringing myself back down. It's just happening on its own. It's wild. So that was the first thing that I had this massive aha moment with. That was fantastic. The second is ozone treatments. Now, I hope this freaking episode doesn't get blocked from Canadian ears because ozone has since in the last year become banned. So people can't perform ozone. I'm just going to take a sip of coffee. And you might be wondering what the fuck is ozone? That's what I was when Anne Bernard, when the spa owner, she started talking about some of the stuff. She started talking about ozone, which is O3. Okay. Oxygen is O2 or O, O2. I don't remember. Oh my God. I'm not a physics. I'm not a chemist. People are probably laughing at me, whatever. I know that ozone is O3. It's a potent, it's a gas, and you put it in your body, vaginally, you can put it in rectally, you can put it in your ears, and you can put it in water and drink the water. And what it does is it oxygenates your mitochondria. It's an immediate it gives oxygen to your cells and wakes them up and makes them like alive again. Now there are certain practices that need, like there is a method there. It's not just like shove a bunch of ozone in you. Okay. You must do it in a specific way. They set you up for it at the spa. So I did six ozone treatments. I alternated vaginally, rectally, And within 3 days, I was eliminating parasites. Okay. I had no idea I had parasites, but I was freaking bloated. I did have some brain fog. I was kind of like, ugh. And when she talked about the ozone in that circle on day one, I leaned into it super hard. I was like, I need that. Okay. So when she mentioned the nervous system thing, I was like, I need that. And when she talked about the ozone thing, I was like, I need that. I didn't care what the budget was. I didn't care how much it cost. I was like, I need that. And I leaned in hard, and I'm so glad I did. I was basically shitting parasites. Sorry, guys, it's kind of gruesome, and it's not too much information because it's freaking wild. I had no idea. These long, they looked like, you want to know what they look like? They looked like thin little white worms, super little. There was like ones like that at first. And then on day three or four, I can't remember. There was like almost like leech looking things on the outside. Okay. Disgusting. Oh, so gross. And then later for about 2 weeks after that, it looked like kind of like rice. And I wasn't eating rice, guys. I ate zero rice, during that time. So I was like, oh my gosh. So the ozone, it's like an antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, kills all negative bacteria. And it obviously killed all the parasites that were living in my large intestine that I didn't know. It was the most fast acting parasite cleanse I've ever done in my life. And I was like, holy shit, this is revolutionary. So I kind of felt low mood at the end, because when you start eliminating these things, your body goes into sort of like a health crisis. It's like, whoa, what's happening? I got home. I kept my elimination pathways open. I did a lot of sweating. I actually did a round of 7 days of ivermectin, which is super available in Costa Rica, just to help eliminate, you know, the horse dewormer. Well, I used it because I was had worms and I was deworming myself. And you want to like make sure you get the lysing, like the eggs and everything out. Who knows? Maybe the freaking, I don't think the rice looking things were eggs. I think those were larvae, but oh God, it's so gross. I don't even know. Anyways, the ozone also killed and eliminated a lot of candida. Okay. Candida. I was talking to my friend Amber Romaniak, who was on the show all about, she had hosts the No Sugar Coating podcast about the impacts of sugar and candida and how 90% of people's problems are all candida related. It's a fungus. It literally is a yeast rather. And it's giving you sugar cravings. It's making you want to drink alcohol. It's deciding what you are eating through cravings. And we are disconnected from the real cravings. Okay. So interestingly enough, after I came home from Costa Rica, even during Costa Rica, I had zero, and I repeat, zero cravings, zero, zero cravings for sugar. I've never in my life have not wanted sugar. Okay. It's my number one thing, or I'll want a glass of wine. And even when I had my period, when I'm in, you know, ovulating, when I'm in those like hormonal stages where I just want to like binge eat, and I allow myself to binge eat, I allow myself all foods, and I give myself those couple of days where I just like, I have not had that. Okay. I'm 6 weeks out, I think. And I feel like a new person. I feel like a new person, you guys. Like when I think about all of those worms coming out, who is running the show? When I think about all of that, those candida chunks, they look like, oh fuck, this is so gross, guys. Okay. Earmuffs. They look like almost like fat. Okay. Like if you can imagine what like a chunk of someone's fat would look like white, sort of cloudy. That's what candida looked like. Now that it also could have been the rice in my eliminations. Okay. That could have been candida chunks. Okay. I'd like to think it was, and it wasn't more parasites, like three or four different looking parasites inside of me. It could have been, but it also could have been candida. Okay. Mold, fungus, yeast, coming out. It's white. Okay. And like the whole experience has been even more eye-opening. Like imagine having that experience for yourself, being like, holy shit, who was running the show? Who was in charge of my cravings and my moods? Right? Like the more I read up on things, parasites, candida, the microbiome in our systems, they're the ones calling the shots. They have a direct line to our brain signaling, hey, give me this. They're the ones feeding off of our unhealthy habits. Okay. Now I will say this, I have learned a lot about parasites, et cetera, and candida, and we do need those in our body. We need a symbiotic connection and relationship to multiple forms of bacteria, tons of, like, we need that. We are organisms that survive symbiotically, if you will. But when things get overgrown, when things get out of control, how do we know that? How do we know that they're out of control? How do we know? Anyways, whew, lots to follow on that. Lots to follow up on that. So those are some of the big, like, whoa, things that are happening in my life that I am sort of marinating in and reflecting back on Q1, like, wow, finish the book. So with all of the eliminations of all of that shit, my mind got so clear. Okay. The direction I want to take my business and my life is like, you know, I was struggling with it. And now I'm in a time where I'm like, wow, it seems so clear and the direction so clear. Whatever happens as I move down this new path, I'm going to get more information and more knowing, okay, more experience that, you know, maybe I fuck shit up or I don't do it right or whatever. I'll just, you know, use that information and keep moving forward. It's not like I'm going to nail the friggin' bullseye. It's, and I'm not looking for, you know, the win like I used to, but I want to keep moving forward, keep moving forward, keep moving forward. And so, yeah, I'm accomplishing goals way with much more clarity. I'm not taking things personally, like I sort of do, like I don't really, but I do. I'm going to be honest with myself. I get triggered. My triggers are just rolling off my back because I'm detached, looking around and experiencing this world from such a crystal clear lens. And I'm tooting my own horn right now. Why? Because I had to make choices and I took risks and I put myself in the position to switch the environment of my body and my mind, which is scary, but I did it. So I want to really host the opportunity for people to join me in Costa Rica, like I said. So I'm going to link the wait list in the show notes of this episode. So if you want to get on the wait list, I will be opening it in May. Okay. Opening the waitlist in May. There will be payment plan options. This whole retreat, a week in Costa Rica, all your food, all your accommodations, and a week of spa treatments. There's over $1,000 in spa treatments. Like we're doing the whole gambit. And you can also add on to the stuff that is included in the retreat. I am making this very affordable because I want everyone to have access to this. So just keep that in mind, sign up for the wait list because there's only 15 spots and I think they're going to go really quick. So, and I also want to give you guys payment plan options, like just options so that you can make this happen for yourself. Okay. So that's where we are in this first week of April. I want to leave you with three questions to ask yourself to start your own evaluation and prepare for Q2. Okay. Taking a sip. Hold on. This cup of coffee, I made a bullet coffee for myself this morning with MZT oil. Oh, it's giving me life, baby. Love it. Okay. So I want to help you prepare for Q2 so you can reach your goals. Okay. So we must do something different if we want a different result. And I'm not so if you're done being stagnant, you have to really get honest with yourself. If the answer is yes, this doesn't mean you need to blow up your whole life. I'm not saying fucking turn everything upside down. No, I'm saying little by little, a little becomes a lot. So think of your goal. Maybe it's a New Year's resolution that you made, whether you're still working at it, maybe struggling with it. Think of a goal that you're currently struggling with, okay? Think of that right now, something that you really want to achieve in your life, whatever category. Think about it. Got it? You got it? Okay. Question one, write these questions down and you can come back to them later with some of your other goals if you'd like, okay? So number one, thinking of that goal you're currently struggling with, what do you doubt, fear, or worry about with that goal? Make a list, write it down. What do you doubt, fear, or worry about with that goal? Second question is this. What result do you get in your life when you doubt, fear, and worry about that goal? Ooh, plot twist. What's the result that you get from doing that behavior? What is the result you get from doing that behavior? And number three, what room do you need to get into so that you can learn the beliefs of the people who are doing it the way you want to do it in life? What room do you need to be in? Super powerful questions. Notice your thoughts. Notice how your mind's going to try to protect you, even with the idea of doing something a little bit different. Don't go there. Oh, I'm fine. I have no doubts. Whatever it is, I don't worry about anything. I'm not afraid. Okay. Notice where it's talking to you right now, where it's taking you. Are you justifying, making excuses, judging, victimizing yourself? Did you just become a victim? Pay attention. This is your program. Okay. Not everyone's thinking the same as you, right? And the thing is that, like, you know, all of those things that try to pull you away from making changes are lies. They are not true. Because if they were true, then nobody would become successful. Nobody would be healthy, right? And there are people out there that are making shifts, big ones. And I want that to be you. And if you're ready to break your program, okay, my final announcement before I bid y'all adieu is that your new era group coaching is coming May 1st. You guys, group coaching with me. If you are not on the wait list, there's another wait list for that one. Do yourself a favor and get on it. I've added the link to the show notes here of this episode. And you can also find it in my social media bio at Elisa Curry Lotz. Are you ready to work on your mindset yet? Are you ready? Is it time yet? Or are you going to keep pushing it away and waiting for the perfect time when no one needs you, where you can just like relax and that perfect time never comes because the world has conditioned you to go, 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 go. Think about everyone else first, not you. That's a mindset. Are you ready to break it? Are you ready to work on your mindset? I sure as heck hope so. So we're going to have a lot of fun inside this group. We're going to meet as a group. We're going to discuss life events, current events, perspectives, mental health support tools, things you never even thought of or knew freaking even existed. That's going to immediately change your perspective. Mindset shifts. We're going to play mind games. We're going to have a ton of amazing special guest coaches. I'm going to be coaching. We're going to do hot seat stuff, work as a group, really build community, go deeper instead of the superficial crap. I know that people are really craving a deeper connection. We want to be seen and heard. And this is what we're going to be cultivating inside the Your New Era. It's going to be a new era for you. Let's get into the optimistic, positive outlook on life. It doesn't mean we're not going to experience hard and challenging things. It means that we're going to be able to position ourselves with an optimistic lens to get through it. All right. And start to bring joy and ease and flow and success and abundance and so much self-care and self-love, real, real high frequency shit back into our lives. You're going to kick yourself if you're not in this group. I guarantee that. So it's also super cheap for all of the early adopters. Like once I launch this, which is going to be in 2 weeks. So mid-April, guys, mid-April, it's under $60 Canadian per month. Super cheap, really affordable. Let's go. There is a need for this. We're building this together. And you get really big bonuses if you're one of the first people that comes in. Okay, so join me inside the program, start your revolution, start your new era with me in 2023. I'm also going to link this in the show notes. Okay. Okay, folks, that's it for me today. Have a good one. Keep paying attention. Keep showing up. I'll see you next time.
Okay, I'm over here giving you a big virtual hug because you just finished another episode of the Elise Unfiltered podcast. If you haven't done so yet, I'd love for you to share the love and head over to Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or Spotify and give this show a 5-star rating. I'll give you bonus points for leaving a written review. And if you're looking for more, head over to ElisaUnfilteredCoaching.com for show notes and all the links to all things Elise Unfiltered. Have the best day, everyone. Until next time.